بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد Tonight Taraweeh, the 28 juz of the Quran was recited. There are a lot of ayat that have great meaning and value for us, but we'll just focus on a few today. The second surah that was recited is Suratul Hashr. Towards the end of the surah, the very famous passage that you'll find the imams regularly recite, it starts with the verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. That Allah Ta'ala addresses the people of Iman and He says, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, have Allah's taqwa. Guard yourself, protect yourself against the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْتَنْظُرُ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. And let every soul look at what he has sent forward for tomorrow. So, here Allah Ta'ala is directing us to look at our Akhirah. Tomorrow is referring to our Akhirah, the day of Qiyamah, or all those stages after death where we will receive the recompense of our A'mal. So if a person keeps his focus on this, then you will find that this will assist him on Allah's taqwa. This will assist him on obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, so Allah repeats, Wattaqullah. For emphasis, Allah again mentions, have Allah's taqwa. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. Because Allah is fully aware of whatever you are doing. So there is nothing that is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to look into our lives, we need to introspect. And then Allah mentions, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those people who have forgotten Allah. So Allah ta'ala causes them to forget themselves. Now, one of the foundation of taqwa is actually the dhikr of Allah. When we talk about the dhikr of Allah also, we mean that consciousness and awareness of Allah within the heart. The remembrance of Allah within the heart. Not necessarily the verbal dhikr, but that awareness of being in Allah's presence in the heart. So, when a person becomes unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, this is the stepping stone to sin. That the moment we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. So Allah says they forget themselves, or Allah causes them to forget themselves. In other words, we forget who we are, that we are the ibad of Allah, we are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has created us for a certain purpose. Allah has given us a deen and a sharia. Allah has given us these ahkam that we have to obey and follow for our own benefit. But when we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens is we forget ourselves, we actually become like animals. Allah in various ayat of the Quran has mentioned that. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. These people who are in ghaflat, they are unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are like animals. So we need to keep Allah's zikr in our hearts. This will help us maintain the taqwa of Allah ta'ala and will help us remain focused on our Akhirah all the time. That is why you'll find many of the ulama, they prescribe this practice of muraqabatul maut, that pondering and reflecting over our death and beyond, that what is going to happen to us, what a'mal are we taking with us, when we stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what answers are we going to give to the questions that are posed to us, all of these things. So to sit and think about this, that's why even on these mubarak occasions, we're going to be making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to be asking for Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. But it's good also to spend some time reflecting on all of these matters. And particularly, if we have to die today and we have to stand before Allah ta'ala tomorrow, what answers are we going to give? Think about our lives. Think about the actions that we have done. And then that will help induce tawbah within us, which we'll come to just now, inshallah. At the end of the surah, there are three verses. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites A'udhu billahi as-sami'il alim minash shaitani rajim three times and then recites these three verses starting from Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu till the end of the surah. So Allah Ta'ala appoints 70,000 malaika to accompany this person and to make dua for him. That's if he recites it in the morning, and if he happens to pass away during that day, then he is granted the death of a shaheed. And the ulama have explained also that one of the great benefits of this is a glad tiding of death with iman. Because a person without iman can't be shaheed. So this is a very beneficial practice that we should do every morning, inshallah, and every evening as well. So if a person recites this in the morning, this virtue continues with him till the evening. If he recites it again in the evening, then it continues till the morning. So 24 hours, you have these malaika with you, you have them making dua for you, and if you happen to pass away during that day or night, you are granted shahadat as well, the mouth of a shaheed. So great virtue in this. And these ayats contain some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have great significance. We don't have time to go into all the details, but let us try and be regular in this practice, inshallah. Moving on, we come to the last surah that was recited. Before we come to that, the surah before that, the second last surah, Surah At-Talaq, Allah Ta'ala mentioned some of the virtues of taqwa, some of the benefits of taqwa. Allah says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who adopts the taqwa, Allah Ta'ala creates a way out for him from every problem and difficulty that he's in, every tight spot. So the solution to all your problems lies in taqwa. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah Ta'ala will grant him rizq from where he cannot even imagine, from where he could not think of. So problems will be solved and risk will be taken care of. This is the great benefit of taqwa. In another verse, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. That whoever adopts Allah's taqwa, Allah Ta'ala creates ease for him in his matters. And again, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. That person who adopts taqwa, Allah Ta'ala wipes out his sins. And Allah Ta'ala grants him a very great reward. So taqwa has numerous benefits. Some of them have been mentioned here. And we come to the last surah that was recited, Surah At-Tahrim. And one particular ayat we're going to speak about, where Allah Ta'ala mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. Addressing again the people of Iman, Allah, that turn to Allah in repentance. But such a repentance, tawbatan nasuha, a repentance that is pure and sincere. Now what does this tawbatan nasuha mean, this sincere and pure repentance? So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says there are certain conditions that need to be met for this tawbah to be a sincere tawbah, one that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing is that one must stop committing the sin that he is committing. Whatever those sins are, he must stop that. That must come to an end. The second thing is there must be nadama, there must be regret. That within his heart, he must feel bad about what he has done, that he has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has spoiled this relationship between him and Allah ta'ala by committing these sins, and he has drawn a barrier between him and Allah Ta'ala's mercy through his sins. So there must be this regret within the heart. Then the next thing is that Raddul Mazalimi ila Ahli, that he must return if he has done anything wrong to anyone. He has usurped their property, he has taken something from them, whatever it is that he has done to that person, he needs to repay that person back. It's not enough that we just ask Allah for forgiveness and you leave the matter, especially when it comes to the hukuk of Allah's ibad. Obviously when it comes to Allah's hukuk as well, there too we have to make amends. That if we haven't done anything, we've missed fast, we've missed salawat, etc., the hukuk of Allah Ta'ala, we have to make qada of that. And then when it comes to the ibad of Allah Ta'ala, we have to return back to them what we have usurped from them. And in the case where we may have hurt their feelings, we may have insulted them, we may have done something to disparage their honor, then irda'ul khusum, meaning that we have to satisfy them, we have to go to them, ask them for forgiveness, make sure that they forgive us. This is very, very important. And then he mentions one very important point right at the end. He says, أَيُّزَكِّيَ نَفْسَهُ, that he must purify his nafs. Because what has caused us to commit all these sins in the first place? It is these spiritual diseases that are there within our heart. And as long as the heart is not purified of that, what's going to happen is we'll make the tawbah, we'll make the istighfar. But we're going to return back to those sins again. Because as long as those spiritual diseases are there, it gives shaitan something to work on. He'll keep triggering that. He'll keep putting his waswasa, because he knows, shaitan is a master psychologist, he knows where our weaknesses are. He knows us in and out. So as long as we don't make that effort to purify this heart of those spiritual diseases, it could be takabbur, it could be riya, it could be hasad, it could be hubbud dunya, it could be shahawat, it could be all these various diseases that are there. So if we don't make this effort to purify these hearts, you will find that even though we'll realize we did something wrong, we committed a sin, we'll ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah will forgive. If you are sincere in that seeking forgiveness, He will forgive. But you will find that you will fall back into that sin again. So this is very, very important. So how do we purify our hearts? Here, just like how when we are physically ill, we need to go to a doctor, we need to go to someone who knows how to heal the body. You know, someone who knows how to deal with certain conditions and diseases, he's an expert in that. So similarly with the heart also, we need to go to the spiritual doctors, those that we know as our mashayikh, who themselves have been through this process, and it's a continuous process that goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. We read this, it was in one of the surahs today also, this ayat was there. That Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, besides just teaching the people the Quran, giving them the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah, he purified their hearts as well, Sahaba. And this has been continuing in an unbroken process from that time throughout. You'll find that the various tariqas of the tasawwuf, this is what their speciality is, to purify these hearts. So we go to these mashayikh to find out what is wrong with us, and then to embark on a process of healing these hearts, to remove these spiritual diseases from our hearts, so that we can achieve the state of taqwa. Which essentially taqwa is a state of the purification of the heart. A person has attained true taqwa when his heart is purified of all these spiritual maladies and diseases, and he becomes totally obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a night to search for this, to seek this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These Mubarak nights, these times that we have, one is we're going to make tawbah, we're going to make istighfar. Our objective and goal is to attain Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat and forgiveness. But beyond that also, we want this condition beyond Ramadan, this taqwa to remain with us beyond Ramadan, where we do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we remain obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something we need to ask Allah for as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should teach us these du'as, to ask Allah for taqwa, to ask Allah for purification of the heart. Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Oh Allah, grant my heart taqwa and purify it, because you are the best who purifies it. So this also we must ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayka.